Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma Damon Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, how are we?
How are you?
Lads, it's a very late night last night.
Yeah, bold, you did, bold, you mad thing.
Bowls.
How many pints?
Oh, God, I actually moved to the wine.
Did you
have another pint? I was like, I'm sick of pints.
So when did you start?
So I met Paula at about 6:30, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can tell she's not used to Dublin, right? Because I bought Paula 2 glasses of wine and she revoluted me a tenner.
No way. Is that all she said for the 2 glasses?
That's all she sent me.
Ooh, honey.
I wasn't going to be
like probably half.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be like, ooh. So I just let her off. But I was like,
no
yeah.
Way.
You can tell she's not used to
How
Dublin.
How much was a glass of wine out of interest?
I have no idea.
No idea.
The round was it probably at least like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I was like, no, Paul, I can't have another drink. And also I need to go home for work or whatever. And then I was like, oh, feck it. Maybe I'll have a glass of wine or will that have me hanging tomorrow? And she said, I was going to the loo. I was like, she was like, no, my granny used to always say something. Give me a minute. And I was like, text me it. I'm going to the loo. And if I change my mind, I'll get drinks on the way back. And I was sitting on the loo and I got beer before wine and you'll feel fine.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, go on, so I'll have a glass of wine. Yeah, it was late enough. But it was lovely. It was absolutely
lovely.
Are you
lovely. Dying to
that's my
nice.
Friend.
How do you feel? I feel like after a couple, if I have 3 Guinnesses the night before a show,
I'll
feel it the first half an hour and then I'll be grand.
Yeah.
I was the opposite. I was flying for this morning and now, again, I don't feel unwell or anything. I just feel tired.
Yeah, just
no,
wet.
Yeah, that's when you know you've gone beyond the tree.
Yeah.
Because when you go beyond, you come in and
you're hyper. We would never, ever, ever be tipsy.
Oh, we would never compromise the show.
Absolutely
never.
Not.
And then as about 8:30, 9 o'clock hits. Oh, that crash.
Yes. Oh, it's not good.
She comes thinking fast.
Tiredness now, you know?
Yeah. I've have a listen out.
Emma.
What? No. The start of the show. No, how dare you? How dare you? Me? Never.
No, now she's hammered.
Enjoy today's show and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
How are we? It's just gone 3 minutes after 7 now. What's the crack, guys?
I tell you what, we're really, really good because it's Wednesday.
I know.
Middle of the week.
I did wake up this morning and think, this week is kind of coming in fast.
Not bad.
I thought the opposite.
Did you, Ash?
Yeah, and I hate to say it.
Wow, really negative, Ash.
I know. Really
nice way to start the show. I feel miserable now, thanks.
No, fair. I deserve to be scolded for that comment. Take it back. I don't. I tell the truth, but I'm sorry. I can't help the way I feel. I'm just trying to be honest here.
So I'm doing the Women's Money Marathon in a couple of weeks, and thanks, Callum. Callum's here as well. Morning, Callum.
Hi, Callum.
Hello. And I bought some new running shoes, and that's grand. And while I was on the website buying said running shoes, I came across some leggings. They weren't like, you know, exercise leggings.
Yeah.
And what fascinated me about these leggings was the brand name, as in the name of the brand, No Messin', was Dublin.
So the name of the brand of the leggings?
The name of the brand of the gym wear was Dublin.
Oh, right. Okay,
right.
Cool.
Spelled
the same way.
Just Dublin. No messing, no like.
I feel like that's trademarked. Sure.
You would think so. I don't get them in trouble. They seem like a nice company.
Okay.
And that was grand. I thought they looked like fancy leggings. There was a good old deal on them online. And both arrived yesterday, runners and leggings. So I'm wearing these leggings today, right?
Okay.
And the runners, because I'm obsessed. And comfort is key, guys, when you're up at 5 a.m. And so these are the leggings. And at the back of them, there's this like kind of real fancy indent, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like spots.
Like
yeah.
Little circles.
It's like,
circular
it's almost like a big bubble wrap.
Oh my God, you see what's in the spots is a D for Dublin.
Oh, brilliant. Right?
But when I was taking the labels off them, I realised they're not leggings for the gym. They're jumpers.
Horse!
horse girl. Horse jodhpurs.
I've never heard of jodhpurs before.
Jodhpurs are the trousers you wear on a horse. And on the indents are grips to make you sit on a saddle.
Wait, are they all like bumpy?
They're all bumpy and like proper grippy. So these are real no good for running. They are great for being on a horse. I'm meant to come back. I'm meant to be on a horse, not running marathons.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, you're unintentionally buying jodhpurs.
I swear to God. I thought they were leggings.
Ever done that before.
Never. I've unintentionally, like, and the jodhpurs from my day were the kind of, you know, the typical
brown
ones you'd see like in show jumping, the black ones, the white ones, you know, with the little line down them. Again,
but think about how much easier it's going to be to do your 5K on a horse.
So true. Hi, VHI Women's Running Marathon.
Exactly.
Can I bring
I've arrived
on the day?
Here I am.
Well, see, I bought these jodhpurs. Then it made so much, much sense.
Number one, they're called Dublin. Number two, they're actually an equestrian brand. Cool.
I can't believe you didn't notice that it said jodhpurs.
It didn't. I'm telling you. Like, I don't know what kind of wall that was hidden behind. It was only the tagline on the little label that was on them that I'd taken off.
That's a marketing ploy because they're like, damn it, we're not selling enough jodhpurs. Pretend they're leggings.
I'm obsessed.
There's your sign. You have to get a horse now.
I need to get back on the horse, literally.
Hey.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
David Guetta and I Don't Want to Waste on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's morning. Often on this show, we talk about the celebrity dating app Raya.
Yes.
We actually talk about it a lot.
Yeah, we do, to be fair.
We do. It's a private kind of app community. You have to pay a membership fee and you also have to be invited by an existing member. There's a lot of hoops you have to jump through to get onto Raya, and it's a way kind of for celebs to meet other celebs in the dating kind of scene. I don't think it technically was dating originally, but I think it's kind of developed.
Was it not always dating? I always thought this was like a brand new dating app for celebrities.
Well, when you Google it, it kind of just says it's an online community.
Right, okay.
They probably all say that.
Zero
interest.
What's
the other app? Sorry, that's after going a certain way now, where a lot of ladies are on making money.
Oh,
OnlyFans
wasn't ever meant to be that either.
That's
it's
true.
Somewhere to like express artwork.
Oh,
and everything,
yeah, it was,
and
to be fair.
Like, obviously, it kind of took a turn. But like, initially, that wasn't designed necessarily for that either.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when we're talking about Raya, we might be kind of speculating why celebs might be on it. And I've finally come across a potential reason as to why they've all jumped on Raya for dating.
Oh,
and that's because they keep getting banned from the regular dating apps.
Yeah. I would imagine it's quite difficult to be that kind of level of celebrity and go on a normal dating app.
So this seems to have happened to loads of celebrities, and in particular Zayn Malik, who of One Direction fame, if you don't know, came out yesterday in an interview and said that he's been attempting to use Tinder, but he keeps getting blocked. He said, everyone accused me of catfishing. They're like, what are you using Zayn Malik's pictures for? I've been kicked off once or twice. He's given up on the app now and he's staying happily single.
Sorry, can you just imagine for a split second that you're one of those people listening right now who messaged Zayn, be like, what are you using your fake photos for? What a weirdo.
Rather than being like, cinema tomorrow, question mark.
Yeah, what's
you
up?
You ruined
up?
It for the rest of us.
Oh my God.
I know, nightmare. And he's not alone. Sam Smith said they've been kicked off both Tinder and Hinge. Because people report them.
The thing is, like, I'm very newly on these apps again.
Yeah.
And they have verification on
them. They do.
Like, you have to, like, take a photo of your face or take a photo of you in a certain pose, and that's how they're like, yeah, cool, you're real.
Yeah, Sam Smith said that they didn't verify their profile, so that's probably why.
Well,
so I'm kind of like, well, you got to do
the you got to put the work in.
Do you know how much of a catfish I am?
Go on.
Well, I went to verify my Hinge a couple of weeks ago and they were like, this isn't you.
No.
I was like there with no makeup on, like, you know, big double chin. And I was like, yeah, come on. And get on with it. And they were like, verification failed. Try again.
That's funny.
So does everybody verify their apps now?
You don't have to.
But do most people do it?
I don't know why I do it, but I just do it because it's like, complete your profile. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and some people actually I've noticed would be like, when they get chatting to you, they'd be like, you're not verified. Verify yourself. They don't think you're real.
Does it give you like a tick? A blue tick?
Yeah, a blue tick.
Yeah, essentially. It gives you like, this person is legitimate. It's not like a catfish.
And you don't have to pay for the blue tick.
Yeah.
Shocking.
That's crazy concept. Ryland Clark, he was fresh out of his divorce, looking for love, and went on Tinder and he got banned. Lewis Capaldi has been kicked off them all. Bumble, Tinder and Hinge.
Wow.
People keep reporting him. And finally, Logan Paul got kicked off actual Raya.
Right.
After 24 hours. Not sure why, but it said he violated community guidelines. He was like, I was just talking to some girl.
If anyone was going to violate community guidelines, it's going to be Logan Paul, isn't it?
I feel like they need to, like, take their Tinder profile needs to be like them holding a picture being like,
this is
I'm
me.
On Tinder and the date.
Yeah, and then
update that every day.
Yeah,
otherwise, I'm not really sure how they're going.
Today's newspaper every day.
Literally.
I actually did see as well, because Zane's obviously doing a lot of talking at the moment, which he like would notoriously be quite quiet. I think, obviously on the back of this, probably a podcast or something he was on.
It was just an article that I read,
saw a headline, which is tough going now, because he's had a few relationships, including Perry, we're about to say, and Gigi Hadid, obviously, he was together with for years and they had a baby together and everything. I think he said in this headline I read, I've never been in love.
Oh, that's interesting.
Jesus.
I wouldn't want to be Gigi right now.
It's a bit tough,
or this poor girl.
Girl at all.
Who's completely happy now, by the way.
Yeah, happy.
But still, isn't it mad to actually say that? Here she is, Perry, one of Zane's exes, and Forget About Us on Spin. I don't want you ever
to forget about Spin's Fully Charged. Recharged.
Jack Harlow and Lovin' On Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's the story?
What's happened?
So finally, big girl day yesterday. Time to get my very first suitcase of my own.
Oh.
My God.
I came to
the car park yesterday.
Oh yeah, sorry. You tell your side of the story first, okay?
And I honestly, Emma was like home from 4 months in Bali with the size of the suitcase she was dragging to her car. It was a lovely suitcase, I'll give you that much. But dear God, the size of it.
Really, like bigger than your average 23kg or like.
Yeah. She told me the price. And I'm telling your whole story here, but my God.
Basically.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah, I know. It was a lot. So I'm off obviously on this trip next week and I don't have a suitcase, right? I just don't own one. I've always just borrowed suitcases. I've never had one of my own. I have like a mini for... Okay. Cabin size,
right?
But not
you're talking
for
about big
going under,
right,
like
gotcha.
One of the big lads. So I don't own one. I think I borrowed my sister's years ago, and now she needs it. Grant, whatever.
Yeah,
time to get a suitcase. So asked around any advice on where to get a suitcase. They were like, go to TK Maxx, right?
Yeah.
So went to TK Maxx yesterday. One of the girls, Quiva, was with me for like Marvel support with my big day out, and we went through a lot of suitcases. And this particular one that is a monster. There was a smaller version of it, but you know when you're looking at something that's a monster and the smaller one, which is normal,
looks
the smaller
tiny.
One looked like a cabin size, right? And she was like, you don't need it. And again, like you're only going to New York for 5 days. I was like, this isn't a New York suitcase. This is my suitcase forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is my
enough.
Investment, right? I don't have to fill the bloody thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But
it's also great to put like old clothes in that you're not using.
Yeah,
you know
handy
I mean?
Storage maybe method too. So bought the suitcase, right? Was walking back from St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre to Drury Street, and it's only as soon as I stepped outside I realised how embarrassing it is to walk through town with a massive suitcase, right?
Oh yeah.
Obviously
you
in
look
that
like
walk.
Such a tourist. You look like an American.
And also
landed.
If it's empty you're there like spinning it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, she's so strong.
And when all the labels and all were still on.
All right, okay.
So like even it's so funny, typically then that's the time I meet loads of people from work on the street.
Yeah.
You know, in one of the girls, Paula was like, where are you off to with their headphones out? I was like, oh, I just needed to get a suitcase. Walking into Drury Street car park, all of a sudden it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and for some reason David Hammond's driving around Drury Street.
Hello.
Parked the car, scooted over to me in a scooter. What story with the suitcase? I was like, oh, I had to get one for New York. He was like, it's massive. I was like, yeah, but it's my forever suitcase. Anyway, look, it's a long story. I just need to go home. He was like, the size of that thing. Off he scooted. That was grand. Went home. Few hours later, meeting my and Dave's friend from Waterford, who's just got a job in Dublin, Paula, right? Haven't seen her in ages. And we were meeting up for a drink and Dave came to meet us. But Paula's doing a night over in Dublin.
Okay.
So she had a suitcase in town. So for the second time that day... I was wheeling a suitcase around town.
But this was a normal size.
It was a travel size.
But it was just funny walking up the street. Dave was like, this is the second time I've seen him with a suitcase today. What's that about? Anyway, I do feel like a big girl. Got me suitcase.
Tell them exactly how much that suitcase cost you in TK Maxx. And I personally think this is ridiculous.
Can I ask what colour?
Pink.
Nice. It was bright pink.
Blue.
Very, very pink. Where did you see the blue one?
I have no idea.
You said it was a monstrosity and
I just remember blue.
It was pink.
And is it a specific brand?
It's called It. My friend Quiva, who was with me for this whole experience, said that that's a very good travel suitcase brand.
It.
Apparently it's called It, yeah.
Okay, how much are you paying?
How much would I pay for that?
Yeah.
For a big suitcase called It?
A monster. I think it's bigger than my bedroom.
I don't know anything about this. I would probably be like, I'm not spending over 50 euro.
I could not agree
more. Look how
more.
Big it is.
It's very big.
It's very big and very pink.
Emma Nolan, how much do you pay for your suitcase?
99 euro.
€99
I was
for
told
a
that was
suitcase.
A bargain. I don't know.
I know it probably is, you know, but I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do it either. But give me another option that's €50 that isn't going to fall apart online. I'm telling you, they're all about 160 quid.
Are they?
Yeah. My God, that's expensive.
That's why I was putting it on for so long.
You cannot ever buy another one.
No, that's yours for
that's
a life.
That's
what I'm saying. That's why I went for the monster.
It's an investment.
Okay,
that was
well
pink,
done.
Blue.
I thought it was blue.
I don't know where you saw it.
You're
blue.
Officially 30.
Thank you.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hosier's Too Sweet on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning. There's a college in America going quite viral. They are the Thomas Jefferson University. How American does that sound, first of all?
Very.
Thomas Jefferson University. They're going viral on TikTok. Multiple videos from multiple different angles about their graduation. There was a load of nurses graduating college, and obviously graduation is a big day. Mm-hmm. But the graduation went viral for not positive reasons, not the best of reasons.
Generally, they don't.
Yeah, that's true. It was a bit of a car crash, to be honest. I'll give you a hint as to what happened at this graduation in the form of one of my favourite Key and Peele sketches.
Okay, here we go.
Take a roll here. Jake Quellen. Where's Jake Quellen at?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's going to be. Balake. Where is Balake at?
My name's Blake.
D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice?
Do you mean Denise?
So that's kind of, that's what I'm, yeah, that's basically what's
happened.
I see
where this is going.
The graduation began and people thought everything was just going to be normal until the person reading out the names of the people who graduate got all of them completely wrong.
What?
All of them?
It was so bad, right? And I want you to listen to what they said for this name, right? Quite a normal name. Victoria Elizabeth Bruce.
Victoria Lee Zubeth Frost.
And then Jessica Lynn Bauer.
Jessica Lynn Bauer.
Allison Nicole Bishop.
Alisuna Cole Bishop.
Allison Carol Campbell.
Allison Care Camp Bull.
And then Thomas Michael Canavari.
Tom Moldmay. Thomas.
The last one where she goes, Top Moomay. There's some girl who's just sick of her and just goes, it's Thomas. What? Have a listen.
Top Moomay.
Thomas.
Thomas.
I love the way she goes, What is she reading?
Basically, she is reading the phonetics of each name. Why, I'm not entirely sure, but the college had to issue an apology, right? They said the leadership and faculty of Thomas Jefferson University extend our sincerest apologies for the mispronunciations of the names of several of our graduating nursing students during our recent graduation ceremony. Each graduate deserves to have their name honoured correctly on this pivotal day. We're deeply sorry and for any disappointment caused. The mispronunciations occurred due to the way phonetic spellings were presented on the speaker's cards, which was noted when the presenter apologised during the ceremony.
I do feel sorry for that person, though. I feel like they were a bit lowballed, because there's obviously some names on the list that were a little bit more tricky, so the phonetic would have helped.
But nobody needs phonetics for Thomas.
When it's something as simple as Thomas, that's just going to throw
It's the bloody name of the university.
Thomas Jefferson University.
Thomas Jefferson. But also, I love the way they're apologising and everyone's definitely like, do not apologise. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I would love if that happened
How
at my graduation.
Are the name calls normally in graduation?
Yeah, yeah. True, you're sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
So funny. So we asked you to send your name over and we put it in a name phonetics website. So if you want us to butcher your name, we're going to do it next. 087 711 103. Send us over your full name, your first name and your surname, and we will butcher it.
Give me an idea then. We're talking Becky Hill here.
David Hamonde.
Becky Hill?
B. Kai Hill.
087 711 103. Here is Becky Hill and Never Be Alone on Spin.
Spin, fully charged.
Recharged.
It's so teenagery pop. I love it, isn't it?
Me
it
too.
Olivia Rodrigo, obsessed on Spin.
I'm obsessed with this. It's a college in America that are going viral on TikTok because basically their graduation was an absolute car crash. The person reading out the names of the people who had graduated got I think 99% of the names completely wrong. Why? Because they put it into a phonetics website so that it would be easier for you to actually say what the name was, yeah, in case the name was a bit difficult.
They probably thought they were being so smart.
Absolute car crash. It turned out like this.
Victoria Lee Zubeth-Ross. Allison Kerr Campbell. Campbell May.
Campbell. Campbell.
Thomas.
Thomas. That'll never,
you wouldn't
not
even recognise your own name.
No.
You'd be like, the way she's reading them.
Tom Ume. Oh, look, who is that?
She's probably got a PhD, this, yeah, poor woman. Exactly, I know, yeah. I do feel sorry for
I
her.
I do
How
too.
Embarrassing.
The college, yeah, had to apologise, but honestly, as Ashley said, no need to apologise. This is amazing.
Yeah, so funny.
We asked you to send over your name to 0877 11 1038 and we'd put it into a phonetics
generator.
Yeah. And basically, me and Ash, we don't know what the actual names are.
Some of these names in front of me, I actually have no idea what the
some
real
of them
name
don't
is.
Even have real letters, and I'm quite confused.
I feel like
that
we went in being like, oh, that poor woman gasped, to be like, oh no, God, like, I understand how this happened based on the phonetic generator
presented with. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Emma, you have the real names.
I do.
Right,
yeah.
So the first one, Nil Quinn. And I would imagine Nilquin is Niall Quinn.
Is it Niall Quinn?
Yes.
Okay.
That is Niall Quinn. Well done, Ash. Number two.
Adam Foran. That's what's written in front of me. Adam Foran.
Adam,
how is it spelt in your phonetics, Jen?
A-E-D-A-M.
A-A-D. Oh, A, okay.
F-O-R-E dash A-N-N-E. Aidan Foran?
Correct. Well done.
Okay, but yeah, miles
I thought
off.
It was Adam Ford.
Oh, sorry. It is Adam Ford.
Oh,
sorry.
It's Adam.
But imagine
cool
being presented with that live. Like the way you're working out in your head.
Yeah.
She has to just bang through them in this situation, you know? Okay.
Haplisiahan. 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 Haplisiahan.
Holly.
Holly.
Damn it.
Yeah, okay. Next.
This one's easy. Keely Burke.
Correct.
Very good.
How is it spelled in your phonetics out of interest?
K-E-E-L-E-I-G-H-B-U-R-R-K-E.
Oh, no need. Just Keely
no
Burke.
No need.
Fine, yeah.
I can pronounce Burke.
Amy Burke. Amy Burke. Amy Burke.
Amy Burke.
Is it Emma Burke?
Correct.
Ah, class.
There's letters here that aren't even real letters.
I think some of them are numbers.
And come here. How do they spell Emma phonetically then?
E-M with a backwards E.
Upside down. That must be a phonetics thing. You do see that on Wikipedia. Do you know where it tells you how to pronounce
That's
things?
So true.
And there's weird letters. It looks like the Greek alphabet.
That's true.
Very
true.
Strange. David Carhill.
Carhill?
Carhill.
All right, what are you guessing?
Oh.
Is it David Cahill?
Well done.
Carhill.
No. Is it not Carol?
No, it's actually Cahill.
Oh.
It says Carhill.
Oh, dear Christ, what is that? Mark Connolly.
It's Mark Conway.
This sucks. These phonetics they mean nothing.
This one is Lau Erin, which I'm going to say is Lauren, but it's Lau Erin Poo.
Poo?
U.
Lau Erin P-U.
Lau Erin P-U.
What are you guessing?
Lauren Pugh.
Well done.
Is it? P-U-G-H.
Yeah, P-U-G-H.
That's very good.
Oh.
Greta... Sinrigui. Greta Sinrigui. Greta Sinrigui. Yeah, what did you call your baby? Oh, Greta Sinrigui. Gretchen Rigui.
Close. Gretchen Ridgeway.
Oh!
Ridgeway. It says Rigui.
Ridiculous.
This is crazy. Last one. Tigrid Patrick Clifford. Patrick Clifford.
Well
done. Oh, Ash.
Very
well.
That makes no sense.
That's not what it said.
No. That's exactly what was happening. You're one. The phonetics.
Poor woman.
That poor woman. That's exactly what was happening.
God help her. I feel so bad for her. Here's Nathan Daw, Joel Corry, Ella Henderson. It's 0800 Heaven on Spin.
Heaven had a phone line.
Spins. Bully charged.
Recharged.
Nathan Daw and Joel Corry on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I think we can all feel it in our, I was going to say loins.
In our bones.
I can feel it in my loins.
Loins is a bit much.
Is that what you feel when you feel love, no?
Loins is kind of, a little bit spicy.
Yeah, it's a bit spicy. Yeah.
No, I feel it in my waters?
I feel it.
You don't have them. Yeah, unless you're pregnant.
Okay.
I can feel it in my bones.
Okay. I can feel it in my bones and I believe this golden ticket prize is going to go very, very, very soon.
I do too. I don't think we're going to get to the end of May with this.
No.
And I hope we don't.
Where do you feel it?
I feel it in the tips of my fingers.
Right, okay.
I feel it in my toes.
My little ear hairs are going 90.
You've got hair.
Yeah, of course I have ear hair. Yeah, that's what I can feel it in. We want to send you to Sea Sessions. We want to send you to Longitude. We want to send you to Electric Picnic. Not just one each, by the way. We want to send you to every single one
of
them.
All three. You don't even have to choose. We've gotten to song four the last 2 days in a row, so we're very optimistic. We want a good player today. So if you know your stuff, golden in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038 to get on to play.
Let's go! Wicca, wicca.
Hello, good morning. It's 4 minutes after eight. Hope you're well.
What's going on? I'm really not enjoying all the posters of the politicians on the polls.
I actually am enjoying them quite a lot.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's only one reason I'm enjoying them, and it's the independents.
Okay.
And they're my favourite ones, right?
Why?
Because basically my mate is a politician, right? And he's going, and we have a group chat, me and him and a couple of our mates, and we talk about some of the posters, right? And some of the independent posters are amazing. One of the slogans is, make crime illegal.
I've seen that, lad.
So that was obviously, that went big a couple of days ago.
I mean,
right?
Can't argue with that.
There's another one going around, I think it's in Waterford, and it's Vote Anthony something. Number one, nationalist. But nationalist is spelt wrong. It's a piece of paper put up on cardboard around the pole. So it's been raining, so the ink is running.
Oh, wow.
And it's not giving me a feeling of, you know, he's a solid choice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then there's another independent person called Michael. And in the poster, it just says, vote number one, Michael, independent. And he's eating a bowl of cereal.
Surely? What the hell? Is that a joke entry?
I don't know.
That's got to be
I don't understand. But
what cereal's he eating? That will really depend on what way my vote goes.
I don't know. It kind of looks like...
It looks like Cookie Crisp.
If he's eating Cookie Crisp, it's a big fat no for me.
It kind of looks like dog food in some sort of
way. That is so funny. He's barely even looking at the camera.
But like, they sent this in and I was like, oh, that's an interesting one. He doesn't have any slogan or anything or vote number one for whatever. Yeah. It just says independent Michael, vote number one. And it's a picture of him. But then very underneath it, it's kind of blurred out, but you can clearly see it's a bowl of cereal.
It is a bowl of cereal.
So that's
I've seen people whose posters look like they're just selfies that they took.
I think a lot of them are. It's very, very bizarre.
Kind of wild this year.
I do kind of appreciate it though, and like the relatability of like the bowl of cereal. There's something to it.
It's gas.
I don't know. That's brilliant. We're playing the golden ticket next.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We were just talking about election posters and I showed you one from Michael, vote number one, independent candidate. And it's a picture of Michael eating a bowl of cereal.
Mm.
And I'm a big, big fan of it. We just got a text from Chris saying the cereal election poster is a prank by the lads' mates in Rathcoole.
Oh, nice.
Fair play. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, David Aisling's golden ticket.
I want to vote for him now.
That's a great prank on your friend.
Yeah, it's so good. Brilliant. Like, I love when money goes into pranks. That's so good.
It'd be a great thing if you just stag on, wouldn't it?
Like, imagine Michael driving down the road and he sees his own face on the poster.
Listen, we want to get you to not one, not two, but three festivals this summer. Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. On to play the golden ticket this morning is Becca. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, how are you?
Good.
No, really good. You know what? No one ever asks.
They really
us.
Don't.
Everyone just goes, yeah, grand, thanks. But I think the normal nice thing to do is go, and how are you?
This is a conversation, not an interview.
Becca, already we're big fans.
How are you then? I'm good.
Yeah, I'm really, really good.
I'm grand. Yeah, I'm good.
What do you do, Becca?
I work as a carer.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Do you have any people that you look after? Are there particular people that you call to every day or is it kind of mixed?
Yeah, it's the same people every day. Do they look after you?
Do they give you bickies?
They do.
That's nice. I'd say that's kind of nice getting to know the people that you go in and out to and everything.
Yeah, you get very close very quick.
I was just about to say you build such a relationship with them, no doubt, as well.
Are you working today, Becca?
I am, yeah.
Do you look forward to work?
I do. Every day I do.
That's so good, isn't it? What else do you do when you're not working? working? What are your hobbies? What are you into? Tell us more about tell us more about Becca.
It really does feel like an interview now. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about yourself, Becca.
Well, I have a 3-year-old, so she keeps me busy.
I say she does, yeah.
Fab. Do you like going to gigs?
I do. I've never been to a festival or anything like that, though.
Becky, your mind's about to be blown if you win this prize. God,
you're gonna you'd have such a ball. It's such a lovely thing to do and such a lovely experience with friends.
What made you decide to go, this is the summer, I'm going to go to a festival finally?
I just feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah. All right, okay. Well, to be honest, Becca,
you kind of are.
You kind of are, to be honest. Yeah, they are. Good crack.
So imagine Becca won this prize and then went to C-Sessions and went, not for me.
Yeah. Impossible. C-Sessions would be great crack, Becca.
Yeah. Oh, you love it.
Let's see if we can get you to all of these. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Becca?
I have, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Becca?
Yeah.
Deadly. Where are you from?
Drogheda.
Oh, very nice. My neck of the woods, so here's hoping we do really, really well.
Becca, you have a really calming presence.
Yeah, I feel
like you're
not
really relaxed.
Yeah, no nerves, no nothing.
If you can see me, my whole body's like trembling.
Oh, babe.
But you're passing it off.
You'll be
well.
Okay.
No, yeah, be all right.
You're like a swan, graceful on top and freaking out at the bottom. Yeah. All right, Becca, exactly. The best looks. Becca from Drogheda. We got 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I have this thing where I get older, but just
never wiser. Midnight's
Swap it. All right. That's all right. Let's do it.
She has too many songs.
She has a lot of songs.
It's confusing.
You're not a Swiftie, so Becca, Taylor Swift, anti-hero. That one was
a good tune, but not good enough for our Becca from Drogheda. So we're going to swap it out and go for a brand new song one. Hopefully you'll get this one, Becca. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Water, Tyla.
Not the clock, that's it.
Nicely done. All right, we have 18 seconds left on the clock. That was Water by Tyla. And 4 songs to go.
Unpopular opinion, I think song 2 is easier than the swap of song 1.
Potentially.
So here we go for song 2, Becca. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Expresso,
Sabrina Carpenter. See what I mean? You see what I mean?
It's everywhere right now. You got that super fast. We have 14 and a half seconds left now. 3 songs to go. Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter in the back.
Very, very good, Becca. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. If I told you how much you think
about her, you'd think Obsessed
with
Olivia Rodrigo.
Stop the clock.
Well done. It was actually just Obsessed, but you got it in there by Olivia Rodrigo. Well done. Okay, you're up on the new tunes, Becca.
Well done, gal.
We now have 9.5 seconds. We're up to song 4 again for the 3rd time in a row this week. And 2 songs left.
Yeah, and you're doing nicely for time. 4.5 seconds per song. You'll be laughing.
Really, really good, Becca. Let's go for song 4. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I don't know how to talk to you.
I don't know how to ask Drake, Take Care?
No.
Don't Take Care. You're the one. My friends always feel the need
to tell me things. Oh. No! Take Care was such a good guess.
It was too good,
Becca. Oh, my God. Where did that come from? Did you just remember that?
It just came to me there.
Oh, my
Becca.
God.
It wasn't your day, and I really think you could have done it.
You really could. I think, yeah.
For someone who was so nervous, Becca, honestly, you absolutely smashed that. What a player.
That's the 3rd time this week in a row, actually, that we've hit song 4.
Yeah.
And can I ask, Becca, when those songs were playing, are you like singing along to them in your head really fastly so you get to the chorus so you figure out what it's called, or do you just know it from the start?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Were you there like, I'm too good for you, I'm way too good for you,
like, come
you
on,
took my life for granted.
Becca, listen,
raging for you, Becca.
Absolutely unbelievable player. Fair play to you. Well done. 4 is not not a bad result at all. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening as well. Have a great day.
Mind yourself. Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, a
couple of heartbreakers this week.
I know, but 3 ticket.
But also a lot of excitement.
3 fours is unbelievable.
Yeah,
this is a really, really good week.
It only took the guts of 2 years, but I think people are really getting the game now.
We've had doing it, guys.
3 fours, and all we need is 1 5 to take this as a win and get 3 massive music festivals this summer. C Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic, honestly, do it for yourself.
Yeah, and or do it for your friends. Do it for the person you want to make memories with this summer.
Do it for the gang.
Register.
Do it for the plot.
For the plot.
Golden in a WhatsApp now, please. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's been a crazy week in our fair city. Last Tuesday, a portal was erected on North Earl Street, connecting Dublin to New York, and it brought us all immense joy. We talked about it quite a lot last week. We've continued to talk about it every single day this week on the show.
You visited it. Dave has organised an actual official time and date in the calendar to go and visit it. I know I'm going to go see it tomorrow for the first time. I'm immensely excited.
I went and saw it on Saturday.
Oh, it's a fantastic thing. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And it seems everybody's talking about the portal now. There's obviously been a lot of drama surrounding the portal. And at the start of the week, we decided we wanted to do something big with the portal, something fun, maybe a game, some crazy experiment that would just utilise the portal while it's still fresh in people's minds.
Absolutely, well, it's still big news.
Exactly, and it still is very big news. We asked you for your suggestions and we put it to a vote yesterday at around this time on our Insta stories. So we had three options. One was from Gemma. She suggested that we hold like a St. Patrick's Day style parade at the portal where we just keep circling around it and
featuring
changing costumes.
Just us. Yeah.
Just us, yeah.
Different outfits, I love it.
Hazel suggested we get a gang together to do like a mannequin challenge, a statue challenge, where we all freeze frame at the portal and the Americans will think that it's buffering on our side.
Yeah.
And then Dave and I brought the suggestion that, Emma, because you're going to New York next week, we would play a game of Portal Tinder.
Fun.
And try and set you up with a lovely yank to meet when you're in New York next week.
Isn't like it mad that you're
50% allergic, 50% obsessed?
Look, it's a unique opportunity.
You're going to see both portals.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so cool.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of you. Portals.
You're going to see the other side.
I know.
That's cool. It's literally quite mad. It's probably the closest I've ever been to magic.
It really is. All right, so we put it to a vote. The polls have officially closed on this, and I can reveal that the big portal plan is Portal Tinder with Emma.
Okay. So the concept of this is I'm standing there like a pleb.
Yeah.
You have a sign over my head saying, do you want to date her in New York next week?
Yeah.
Throw on Spin's number or my Instagram handle.
Yeah, we might have a few different cards where we reveal different facts about yourself, like loves horses, things like that, just to give people a bit of a flavour, like a Tinder profile.
Very good.
And then hopefully organise something and then follow through.
Exactly.
Do I meet this person on the other side of the portal?
Well, you talk to them first. Whoever you decide on, you talk to them first, maybe a little bit on Instagram or maybe on the Spin phone number and figure out if they're a creep or not, because it's New York. we don't want you going over and getting killed.
Okay, thank you.
That is fair.
Thank you.
Okay, so the plan is to do this tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
When the Americans are on their way to work.
I'm going to have to put my makeup on and dress nice like it's a date, but I'll be like a big pleb.
We'll sit you down in front of the portal.
Yeah.
I'll bring a camping chair and just sit there waiting for someone to look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Could take the whole day.
No, so this is the plan. However, terrible news.
I know.
Came out yesterday.
We can't have anything now.
That due to the flashing and the divilment
and the mooning.
They've switched off the portal.
Boom!
Until further notice. The portal has been switched off. They're saying it'll hopefully be back on by the end of the week. But this has really scuppered the plan. We have to get this date by next Friday for you.
I'm destined to be alone.
This is crazy news.
I'll just buy a cat.
We are 100% on board with the portal.
Yes.
Yeah. And we want it to be switched back on. So we're using this platform to appeal to Dublin City Council right now and say,
just let us use it.
Just let us have a bit of crack for once on North Earl Street.
Yeah, come on.
We won't do, you know, the things that have gone viral on Twitter. We won't do that anymore. No. We'll stop doing that.
We're just trying to set up two lovebirds.
Yeah. Look, we got excited as a country, as a capital city. We got excited. And look, we're sorry.
We're relaxed. Yeah. And in New York, they got excited too.
They did, yeah. I saw boobs.
Yeah. For the first... For the first
What's
few
the
days.
Problem?
I know.
For the first few days, it was very much Dubliner being bad with the portal. And you know what? It was high time that there was a bit of New York flashing.
Exactly.
Just to even out the playing field a little bit.
Do you know who I blame?
Who?
Joe Duffy.
I actually agree.
Yeah.
On behalf of Spin, we say switch it on.
Switch it on.
Switch it on.
Switch it on.
Switch it on. We've got work
switch
to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to do. And we're meant to be bloody doing this date tomorrow.
Yeah, we need to set Emma up. It better be switched on by the end of the week or I'll be banging down on doors.
I'll be banging down on Joe Duffy's door.
Talk to Joe. Time to have him double closing.
You're a disgrace.
That's the cash machine number.
Yeah, it is.
Here's Mimi
Webb. He hates that too.
Mistake on Spin.
Oh, I forgot for a minute. It's just been such a hard week on the show. Such highs and now such lows.
You're not allowed to get excited about anything, it turns out, in
Dublin. You can't have fun things. No. Or boobs on a big screen.
Can't have nipples.
Free the nipple, lads.
We're talking about the portal that's connecting Dublin to New York on North Earl Street.
We're still talking about it.
And we will continue to. It has been switched off because of antisocial behaviour. I put that in the biggest inverted commas.
Yeah, come on.
Let me say, we're 100% behind the portal.
We were having the crack.
We were having a laugh. Come on.
Come on,
we were having
fun.
A laugh.
They started it.
They put up a potato.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Sorry, we're very emotional. We've just decided, based on your votes, that we're going to try set Emma up on a date with a New Yorker via the portal so that she can meet him next week when she goes to New York.
There was big plans in place for this for tomorrow and then they switched the bloody thing.
She's going to New York especially for this.
Yeah. Listen.
Quiet booked the flights, I'm that desperate.
Come hell or high water, we will be at the portal tomorrow afternoon with signs trying to get Emma a date.
Yeah.
Whether it's switched on or not. And we hope the good people of Dublin City Council can hear us when we say that we will be there. Be very embarrassing if that portal switched off and we'd be most unhappy.
Yeah.
Be lodging official complaints.
Switch it on! Switch it on! Switch it on!
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I met up with my friend at the weekend and she's currently on the job hunt, so she's kind of flat out on LinkedIn at the moment applying for jobs because she left her old job. And she was telling me that the company that she used to work for had about like 15 or so employees, but according to LinkedIn, if you looked them up on LinkedIn, it said that over 30 people currently work for that company.
Oh.
And it was not because people were forgetting to change to a new job when they left. It was because tons of people are pretending that they work for that company. And apparently this is a big problem on LinkedIn.
No way.
And something I've never thought about. The fact that you can put in any job on LinkedIn and they'll never verify that you work there.
That's actually such a good point. I never thought about that.
Either had I. We were like mind
blown. We're such genuine people.
Yes, because we're honest, hardworking
people.
That's
so fair.
I'm so honest. Like, I'd be like, I worked at this company and, oh God, what date did I leave?
Yeah.
Or what date? You know what I mean? I'd be like, what date did I start? Was it the Monday or was it the
Tuesday?
They're
looking through your emails to see the exact date.
I literally only updated my LinkedIn a couple, like I'd say 3 or 4 months ago. I was like, oh, this hasn't been updated even since I joined Spin and everything.
Yeah.
And I was really sweating about like, what time did I finish? What date was that?
Yeah, so
at
like
6
when you added your job in Spin to your LinkedIn work experience, you didn't get a notification being like Spin has approved your listing.
Yes, yeah.
Which I feel like they should. Yeah,
very easy to propose.
I completely disagree. Shush.
just for the banter.
Yeah, well, not even for the banter, but for people, if it's helping people get better jobs. Fake it till you make it. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's
you
know what I mean?
You can be like, oh yeah, I was the head manager in this in LinkedIn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No one's going to check.
Even what you could do is, the other way, some jobs are like, you must have 3 years experience in this role.
Yeah.
And say you did a year.
There you go.
Bloody move that along, that old tab.
Yep.
I did 3 years and 4 months.
I walked through the revolving door. I've been there for 7 years.
Yeah. I think one of the issues with this that my friend was saying is that the companies don't like is that people, like scammers, can then like approach you, I don't know, trying to sell you something, and then they'll be like, yeah, I work for this place, but look at my LinkedIn.
Oh, I understand what you mean.
Of course.
That's actually fake or whatever.
Oh my God, that is such a problem with LinkedIn that I have never considered, and it's been around as like this jobs website for years.
Yeah, so it's good to know, like maybe if somebody does approach you trying to sell you, you know, some sort of weird product as part of a
pyramid scheme. Don't trust their LinkedIn just because they say they work in that place.
I only ever get one unverified place. Yeah,
I only ever get one message on Instagram, and it's once a year, and it's my dad saying congratulations on your work anniversary.
LinkedIn. Yeah. So because of this and the fact that you can apparently put anything you want up as your work experience on LinkedIn, I think we should have a bit of fun with this and take a couple of minutes. Let us get our LinkedIns open and add a few gigs to our work experience.
Ah, yes. Okay, let's do it.
Maybe throw them deep in the annals of time. Like, it doesn't have to be our current jobs.
Yeah.
But maybe, so let's go the more ridiculous, the better.
So we want to start catfishing future bosses, basically.
Let's just see if anything happens, okay?
Right.
We'll go big. We'll put the most ridiculous work experience into our LinkedIn profile. And we'll see if anyone down the line ever pulls us up on it.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Let's test the theory.
I just opened LinkedIn. It's so funny. You've like seven notifications of nothing.
Yeah.
I've had to re-download it from the cloud.
Okay. Okay, so we'll come back to that in a sec. We're going big here, yeah?
Oh, yeah, let's scam some people.
Okay.
That's a joke. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. We're talking about LinkedIn this morning and the fact that apparently on LinkedIn you can put down any sort of job work experience and no one's going to verify whether you worked there or not. My friend was working in a company and they're having a big issue. Loads of people are pretending that they work there on LinkedIn.
Right.
And they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, because there's no way that the employer will verify you before you, like, if you put up whatever you want to put up.
Exactly.
I'd say there's people actually on the way to work in LinkedIn this morning going, no guys, stop, you're only going to encourage more people
guys, shut
to
up.
Do this.
Yeah, this is so true. Or people who have lied on their LinkedIn being like, shut up.
Please. Totally fair.
So we're testing the theory and we're going to add the most ridiculous jobs to our LinkedIn profiles, kind of like a few years back, part of our work experience, and ever comes knocking.
So I'm adding experience, and it's like from you can add it from like a date before.
Yeah, previous, and you just say you're not working there anymore. So we've prepped our little work experience profiles. Emma, do you want to kick it off?
So in the mix of like my usual rubbish work experience, RTE when I was 17, radio presenter here, radio presenter there.
Yeah.
Before all that, so when I'm about 15 now, this would actually mathematically make sense.
Cool.
My title is Tesla and SpaceX CEO. rich man. I'm also a man now, apparently, as a teenager. My responsibilities there included ruining Twitter.
Yes.
Making cars for people who can't be arsed to drive them properly.
Very good.
Building rockets. Making rockets go boom, boom, boom. And trying to make the letter X cool.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, congrats.
I appreciate your work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'll comment on that and say, congrats, Emma.
I can verify this.
Great news, Emma. That's what we need on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So the job title I've gone for is Tom Hanks.
That's your job, Tom Hanks.
And the company name, Hollywood. The location type is I'm an on-site worker. This is from the February 1996 to May 2015.
Oh, so when you were born.
Starred as the lead actor in multiple films such as Toy Story 3, Castaway, Toy Story 4, Saving Private Ryan, Toy Story, Catch Me If You Can, Toy Story 5 and Toy Story 2. Responsibilities included being Tom Hanks.
Why did you mix up all the Toy Stories? It's so stressful.
Other responsibilities, being really nice to everyone all the time, being the best gosh darn actor anyone has ever seen. Also, I had a string attached to my back and whenever someone would pull it, I had to say, there's a snake in my boot. Skills include looking like Tom Hanks and there's a media option. So I just posted the DVD cover of The Terminal and titled it Me at Work.
Excellent.
Great work, Dave.
Great work, Dave.
Well done.
Let's see how that goes. Okay. From March 2011 until March 2011, it was for 1 week, I served as Vice President of the United States of America.
Wow. Oh, was that you?
Yeah. At the White House is my location. My description says, served as Vice President under Barack Obama for 1 week during TY work experience. Responsibilities included making Obamacare good, building the Barack Obama Plaza, defunding the military, feeding Obama's dogs, and making White House memes with Nancy Pelosi. The hilarious thing about this is I've actually added it to my LinkedIn. Julia comes up. Your position has been saved. Next, connect with people you may know from the White House. Colleagues.
Oh, there's Sandra.
There's Jacob.
Ashing, it's not just you who got stressed out by Dave mixing up the Toy Stories, not putting them in order. The Toy Story stuff's really stressing me out. The updated LinkedIn storyline, I'm sure, will only grow legs as we go.
100%.
I can't wait to be employed by a new company now, because I want them to be like, so from the ages of 1 to 19, you were, can you explain? Yeah, I was Tom Hanks. Yeah.
We found a LinkedIn loophole. You can put anything you want down your LinkedIn. I've said I was Vice President of the United States of America for a week in TY. Work and it's my first job.
I said I was for a time Tesla and SpaceX CEO. And my part of my responsibilities included making rockets go boom, boom, boom.
It's just there. It's fully there. It's as real on my page as my job in Spin.
I like the thing I like it. About yours is that it has the White House logo. That's unbelievable.
If you go on to, you can click onto it and see the White House's official page.
What I wonder is someone in the White House seeing this as a new connection being like,
I don't remember that.
Wake up, you baby. This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you? Wednesday has rolled around again somehow.
Thank
morning.
God for that. This is great. Week's flying in.
It is indeed. I have some information that is going to soup up your dance floor experience to no end.
Okay. Sorry, what a statement.
And I've been sitting on this all morning, dying to tell you. I went to a dance class last night. It was, we were dancing to All That Jazz and All the Jazz. And there was in the dance a body roll.
And a the body
dance,
roll.
Yeah. And the dance teacher said, this is how I teach my kids to do a body roll. And she was like, maybe it's weird that I'm teaching kids to do body rolls. Anyway.
Is that like a belly dancer?
Like a body roll, like a... like a body roll. Anyway, she says, three P's. Poo, pregnant, puke.
What?
So you pump out your bum like a poo.
Yeah.
Then you push out your belly like you're pregnant. And then you recoil your neck down. Like you're going to puke.
Wow.
Oh my God, I want to try.
Poo, pregnant, puke. So, all right, poo. Do it at home. Stick out your bum to poo.
Yeah.
Then push out your belly and boobs like you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And then bring your shoulders forward and puke.
So it's like...
Yes.
That's the second day in a row we've had...
If you do it too slowly...
Yeah, I actually thought the exact same thing. Because yesterday we had three P's for something else.
You're talking about sewerage.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Paper, poo and...
Pee.
The things that go down the toilet.
Yeah, okay, so these are other three P's.
Other three P's, yeah. So poo, pregnant, puke.
Okay.
Now you have to... You can't do it too slow.
Poo, pregnant, puke.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that body roll.
I hope you're doing it with us.
Whoa.
Poo, pregnant, puke. Poo, pregnant, puke. Poo, pregnant,
puke. My back is in bits.
I thought you'd like that. So thank me later when you're pulling on every dance floor you've ever.
Just saying it out loud.
Don't say
it.
Poo,
pregnant, poo.
I think the girls would really like that if you're doing that, Dave. Don't say we didn't teach anything in this show.
That's it.
There you go, an educational.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So I was driving the other day in the car and a song was on the radio and I was kind of boogieing away. It's a song that's been around for a while. It gets played a lot. And I thought it was just a very safe, happy song about friends having a party by the beach.
Okay.
It turns out, when I did a deep dive, and just the way you could listen to a song 50 times and then you hear a lyric and you're like, oh my God, that's what that song is
about. Yeah.
So you don't listen to lyrics?
No, I do. I often do, but sometimes it might just take, I don't know, the penny just drops maybe on a random day.
Right, okay. Yeah. No, I'd be the same as you because I don't fully listen to lyrics really that much. I just wait for it and then every so often I listen to the song and I'll be like, oh, that's what that's about.
I feel like it depends. Like someone like Dermot Kennedy, say for example, he just came to my mind because you can hear every word he's saying quite clearly.
Yeah.
But some of these big pop songs that are like backed up by these big,
they don't really focus on the diction that much.
No.
Yeah, that you're kind of, it's a little bit harder maybe to make out what people are saying a lot of the time,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
So the song in question I'm talking about is Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. I just thought that was a bit of a boogie song. This is the lyric that made me recoil and go, you dirty devil. Right?
Joe Jonas.
Oh. Goddamn.
Licking frosting from your own hand.
See, again, I'd be like, that's from the cake there.
Want another taste of bacon? Yes, ma'am.
Oh my goodness.
think I need more details because I'm.
If you haven't figured it out for yourself, Dave, I'm not sure I can help you.
Can you not?
So it's filthy.
Goddamn. Listen to what he's saying. See you licking frozen from your own hand. Right, I can't help you. I'm not saying anymore. It'll get weird.
Disgusting.
Yeah, okay. Poker Face, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Great song, right? Listen to this lyric now and just try and make out what you actually think she's trying to say here. This bit. Right?
I don't even know what she says there.
So what she says is, can't read my, no, he can't read my poker face.
Yeah.
She's got me like nobody. So I went looking into this. I did a deep dive on these songs that I thought were great, and loads of people have talked about this in the past, so this isn't like original or anything.
Do you know what I used to sing for that? She ain't got no one, no man.
Yeah. I just got mama.
I thought, she has got to love nobody.
So she's got me like nobody. Ah. So she suggested that the song dealt with her personal experience with bisexuality.
Right.
Saying the idea behind the song was to be with a man, but fantasizing about a woman.
What?
Oh.
So he can't read my poker face. She got me like nobody. As in, he can't read that there's actually a girl on my mind.
Interesting.
Here, you know, which I think is very interesting.
Clever.
This one speaks for itself. Keep your dream, just give me the money.
Just you and your hands.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
I don't think we need to get into that
That's
anymore.
Class.
But I remember when the penny dropped on that years ago, I was like, Pink. I was sitting in the car with my parents singing that. Just you and your. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I can't even finish
that's
that sentence.
That's such a good line.
That's unreal.
Now, this is, I really don't think, I know the kids are in school, but I don't think we need to do a deep dive on this.
Okay.
All I'm going to say before we get into it is, this song is not about saying a prayer.
God.
Never, ever, ever put that together.
I'm here to die.
That's exactly what's going on there, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Tell me, you dirty dog.
Yep. and before I play this clip, I would like to tell you that after doing a little bit of research, this song is actually inspired by a lady, let's say, who is very free and might have particular ways to make money.
Okay.
And then, for example, this person wants to make sure that everything is safe if they were to engage together.
Okay.
Okay, so listen closely. I like the way you work it.
No
diggity. I thought
to bag it up. No.
Yeah.
No.
What? Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So there you go. Nothing is just nice.
No.
I didn't know that.
That blew my mind.
That's unbelievable.
And we will say no more.
What are you talking about? Putting the sandwiches in the bag for lunch?
I got to bag it up. I never thought about that.
This song, I think, is actually about birds in the sky. It's New Era. It spins
fully charged. Recharged. Dublin Airport is in the news this morning. They've announced the introduction of robot handlers at Terminal 1 to assist passengers by helping to move their baggage to the gate.
Robots.
I know, they're taking over.
They are.
Yeah, the AI is taking over. I actually think this is quite a brilliant idea.
I do think they're missing a trick though. Great to have the baggage, but are you ever like, I'd love a lift?
Yeah. Do you know what, Emma? You've actually made me turn around completely and go, yeah, I'd actually prefer a lift on this.
If a robot wants to give me a piggyback all the way to the terminal, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, the problem for the long walk when you get off of your flight or when you're getting onto your flight is not the fact that you have to drag your suitcase.
No.
The suitcases have wheels and they're quite easily dragged along.
Yeah.
That's why they're on wheels.
Yeah.
It's the walk.
Yeah.
It's the length of the walk is ridiculous.
So what's the story with these? Can you book them?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're being launched at the airport this summer, and I think it'll be interesting to see them going around.
Yo, people will be. I'll be fascinated by looking at them. Don't get me wrong.
If you need assistance, it's handy.
But that's the thing. I know they're not really for me, but they are for a bit of crack, and they might be for people who need them. I'm curious: will they be fast? Can I race them? You know, will they go on the escalators? Will they rob the Dublin Airport water?
Will they all be crashing into each other?
Yeah, I'd love to see.
They rob the water.
You know, those thingies they have on the way out to the terminal to make you walk faster. What are they called?
Yeah,
the escalators.
Oh, those things are
the rotating belt that just kind of speeds you up a little bit.
Yes.
They can't be using them now.
That's what I was curious of. But once the passengers have headed through security, all they need to do is head to the robot call point located close by, where a robot will arrive ready for their bags to be placed inside, and then the passenger simply needs to input the gate number on the screen and the robot will guide you to the gate.
That's cool.
Getting very modern around
modern
here, aren't we?
Modern is right.
So they show you the way as well.
But this is really cute. When the robot's done helping you out, the robot's going to say, please take your bags, close the door and select done on on my screen. Thank you for using the Dublin Airport bots. I'm heading back to the bot spot now. Have a safe flight.
Aww,
and I think that's
kind of
cute. The best thing about these robots is the names that Dublin Airport have given them, right? Dublin Airport have they've kind of had a real rebirth in their marketing and PR strategy as well.
Because after getting a new job and they're doing very well.
They turned into a bit of crack, to be honest. And I'm really, they're kind of turned a little bit Ryanair. They're kind of sarcastic and they're a bit funny.
They
and
are, yeah.
They make memes.
Yeah, they're a bit of crack, especially online. The names they have chosen are Handler Bing.
Oh, that's good.
Bill Boss Baggins and Sir Bottalot.
Sir Bottalot, that's a very typical robot name.
I don't love Sir Bottalot.
I feel like they missed out on a treat with some of these names. So I have some suggestions for Dublin Airport. And if you have suggestions, please let me know as well.
Do you know what they should have done? Really? It's like when a new animal's born in Dublin Zoo and they ask the public for help in naming them.
Yeah.
They should have really got the public involved here.
Dead right now.
Like, that would have been bigger
for
them.
Bit of hashtag engagement.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like with that Boaty McBoatface in the UK. That was a great time.
Yeah.
So I have come up with some names for robots at Dublin Airport. If you've any more for us, 0877 11103, just curious. Casey Musgraves.
Ah, very good. She's new album at the moment.
New album. Yeah. Casey. Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about the Cash and Carry. And I was like, I don't get it. Maybe because they're carrying the thing, Musgraves. Casey, I get it.
Amanda Holden Bags.
Oh, that's good.
Fantastic.
You'll like this, Emma.
Yeah.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Very good.
And Willy Wonka.
Very good. I'm trying to think of how to get Beyonce in there with Hold'em.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something in that. But yeah, very good. Carrie Bradshaw, big fan. I'd be going for her, trying to book her in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not coming up with anything. Very good. I've got Natalie Air Portman.
Yeah, very good.
And Robot De Niro.
Yes, I like that one.
10 out of 10. That's Astro Airport, listen up. Any more for us, do get in touch.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
We are buzzing because Gamerfest is coming to the RDS later this month, May 25th and 26th.
Yeah,
if
massive.
If you want to go, there are tickets available. But we also have them to give away every day on the show this week.
It's going to be unreal. Honestly, I'd love to go to this. It looks so
I can't believe you haven't been before.
I know. I don't know why.
It is an annual thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
I would imagine so, yeah.
So it takes over like a big part of the RDS.
I love an LRDS event.
Oh, so do I.
It always feels like such a big deal when it's on in the RDS.
It's like brings you back to the... Did you remember the science thing we used to do in school?
Yeah, the Unscientist
exhibition. Oh my God,
Dublin Horror Show, what a great day.
Oh, it's a great venue and yeah, good fun.
It's massive celebration of all things gaming. You can play the latest massive blockbuster releases and you can also play the classics in the retro zone, which is so cool. Racing Simulator is going to be there and loads of stuff going on.
Yes, we have a pair of tickets to give away every day to Gamerfest and a mega upgrade that you could win on Friday, which includes gaming accessories, a Logitech monitor, priority tickets, the works.
The works.
So we played you a little clip of a song that was 8-bitted up to win your tickets. Jake is on, he thinks he knows. How are you this morning, Jake?
Not too bad. Just on my way, Timmy forced a few drops in work.
Oh, very good. What are you dropping off?
Packages. I work for FedEx.
Oh, very cool.
So what kind of mileage would you clock up on a daily basis, do you think?
About 150 to 200,000 kilometers.
What?
Maybe not a day.
How? A week, a month, or what?
Oh, Jesus, sorry. About 200 kilometres a day.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you now. Okay,
that's God, that's a hell of a lot.
Are y'all in Dublin?
I forgot the 1,000 part.
Is it all in Dublin, or do you have to go elsewhere?
No, I do Bettystown and Drogheda.
Oh, okay.
Bettystown,
cool.
That's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, good, so a lot of Dave's people love on the show this
all
morning.
I deliver to Boyne Valley Group. That's where you do your coke and noodles.
Ah, you're Boyne Valley. Love that.
Class. Are you a gamer
yourself?
Friends
of the show.
Ah, yeah, me and me, we're mad for the gaming.
What are you playing at the moment, Jake?
Pretty much everything on the PlayStation 5.
Very nice.
What's your favourite game?
It has to be FIFA. I'm addicted to that.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, listen, we'd love to get you to Gamerfest. We played you a song that was all bitted up. Have a listen again. What are you thinking?
Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
Did you like Tones and I, Dance Monkey? Do you think it was a great tune? Did it wreck your head?
Whoppa tune.
Hell yeah. Unreal, Jake.
You're going to Gamerfest. Well done.
Good guest.
Cheers.
But we have something else for you. We want you to go into draw to win this unbelievable gaming setup with a new Logitech monitor, plus all your gaming accessories and two priority Gamerfest tickets as well. All you got to do
is
guess another song that we've 8-bitted up. If you can, you go in the draw to win that prize. You ready to play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have a listen.
Katy Perry, Fireworks.
Katy Perry, Firework.
Let's find out.
Baby, you're a
yeah. Yes.
That's everybody's made it to the draw so far on Friday.
Well done, Jake. Fair play to you.
And cheers. You're
guaranteed off to Gamerfest May 25th or 26th. You get to choose.
Well done. Thanks
nice one,
much.
Jake. Have
cheers
a great
on,
day.
Bye. See ya.
Cheers. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you would love to get to Gamerfest like Jake there and you missed out today, we're giving you another opportunity tomorrow and another opportunity on Friday.
That was so nice.
Don't you worry at all.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, I have doubled my exercise time daily.
Oh!
And I think that's very impressive.
4.5 minutes now?
It was 2 and now it's 4.
I was actually joking.
No, I'm being deadly serious. I do a kind of a plank for 2 minutes and then I die. And then I do kind of, they're trying to get the legs all the way up. I reach them with my hands, I do that. And then I do 15 press-ups. And for some reason, I've been doing this last week. I swear, I'm not ripped yet. And I don't understand what the hell is going on.
You're doing 4 minutes a burn.
I don't get it. What could I possibly be doing wrong?
I am the most impatient person ever when it comes to progress, dieting, exercise.
As soon as I finish my 4 minutes, I'm looking in the mirror going, why isn't that changed?
I get out of the shower after being in the gym for 35 minutes and I'm like, where's the booty?
Yeah. I put on a bikini for the first time in a year and I'm like, what the hell? How am I not bikini ready? Doing it. After all the bread I've been eating. Makes no sense.
I only had McDonald's 3 times last week.
I switched a whole meal twice on a sample. I don't understand. There were seeds in it. Make it make sense.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Oh, it's
so annoying.
It's a scam, actually.
It's a scam. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
There was a shock and appall. Is appall a word?
Yeah, appalling.
There was an appall? I don't think so.
No, but you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. The other day, because Michaela Hayes, who's on after us, discovered that Dave and producer Callum wouldn't be necessarily the biggest fans of dogs in the office.
I can't believe you've called us out like this.
Oh, they're
how
about to get
dare
canceled.
You oh, okay. Call us out
you're
publicly
leaving them
like
in a very
this.
Vulnerable position.
And now
Emma.
I did say I kind of get what you mean. Like what I do say is that the dogs that are brought into this office that are obviously owned by people who work here.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're so well behaved.
I don't get any work done when they're here. They're too cute.
Yeah.
And that's my issue. I will live and die on this hill that they're too much of a distraction and there shall be no fun in work.
I'm such a company man. I'm here to like 12 o'clock because the work I could have been done in 20 minutes is now taking me 2 hours.
You're actually meant to be here until 1:30, Dave.
I do think there's a bit of an ick in seeing your CEO, like, hello, how are you doing?
Now, Michaela did tell me this morning, tell the lads, they'll be delighted because there's a new dog arriving today.
New dog alert.
I'll
new
be here
dog
till alert. 4 p.m.
Yeah, a new rescue. She's 3 years old, rescued on Monday.
Oh, damn. Three years old.
Even though I'm kind of against, like, can't wait to meet us. New dog.
Oh, new dog in studio.
Michaela's on the way. Catch you in the morning.
See ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.